Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
...around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and couldn't do it without good customers, folks, good sponsors. And Insperity's been been our great sponsor now for, golly, about 12, 13 years, Jay. Wow. Jay Meeks is in front of me, folks.
Wow.
Executive Vice President of Insperity, Sales and Marketing. I just have to say thank you for the business.
My pleasure. Gosh, it's been a great partnership over these years. Listen, I don't suffer fools.
I don't.
If you weren't an attribute in our success, and be part of our success, we wouldn't be talking
about
that.
Folks, if you want to know what's real, just check with Jay. You'll get straightened out. Hey, Jay, I want you to tell us. You probably ever talked about this before, but your salespeople have an opportunity to go through a professional course.
Right.
Certified Business Performance Advisors.
Right.
Which could be, and the work that they, what they learn, they could use wherever they go.
Of course.
It's just fundamentals.
Right.
But tell us about it.
It's really like a
out of Houston, University of Houston.
Bauer.
This guy's a world-class sales program.
Bauer Business School and University of Houston, we work with them to develop this advisory program. And our intent was to, because we went from, you know, to calling people salespeople in our company, to call them advisors, because nobody wants to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
People don't mind being advised, right? And so our intent here was to elevate the stature of the salesperson so they saw themselves as an advisor. So it's like a mini MBA program.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about a year to do. And we finish
these
up.
These guys are wore out when they – I see them when they graduate.
Yeah. So we – and they have to sell too, by the way.
They have
to perform to qualify.
Make a living.
Yeah. So – but then we have the simulation that occurs at the end, which is a two-day simulation where they're actually running a business, but they're running it in fast time.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 days, they've run like 5 years of the business, going through all these different scenarios,
mm-hmm.
and they compete against other teams
mm-hmm.
to see who gets can get the most points or score the highest on the simulation. But we feel like that you have to sow in – you can't expect somebody to be an advisor if they don't feel like they're an advisor. And building that trust is – it's all connected, right? It's all connected around the trust component. And I'm not willing to trust you unless you show me that you can be a trusted advisor,
mm-hmm.
right? And how do you do that? Through competency. So that was the intent. And so we've got 200 and what did they say the other day? About 225 or 230.
I was going to say almost half of your sales organization is certified.
Is now certified. And they get to put that on their business card.
Now, folks, this is way above and beyond their regular corporate training.
Oh yeah, we have a ton of that.
This is off property,
right?
Stuff.
Yes.
This is like an executive MBA type thing.
That's really
for sales.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And our success rate of retaining those people, because you know the turnover in sales is a killer.
Yeah, for everybody.
It is a killer,
especially at the B2B level. Yeah.
Yeah, and so because we have people that buyer doesn't buy, it takes them 3 or 4 years. And one of the things I talk about is that, look, one of the things that a buyer thinks, if you're there the third year, fourth year, the light bulb goes off and they go, I better pay attention to this person. They've been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they're not usually around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I encourage our people to keep going back.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that relationship fresh, because there's going to become a time where they go, well, I'm going to listen to this person this time.
Mm-hmm.
So it all kind of works together to create a high-powered sales organization.
Yep.
And it begins with the commitment, first of all, from someone who wants to go risk it all to go make friends from strangers, right?
But here's the thing. The reason I wanted to bring this up is I wanted to talk about, you said turnover to sales people is high. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Would you agree with me that training and commitment to their education is one way to lower your attrition rate?
Of course.
Haven't you seen that?
It's part of you build it into your expense mod.
It's an investment you're making. If you want to quit having the drama of replacing salespeople all the time, invest in their training, their professional education. That's the key, isn't it?
Well, there's two things. That, of course. and accountability.
Yeah.
You've got to have this accountability relationship where the salesperson, the advisor goes, I'm willing to let you hold me accountable.
Yep.
And then we have to go to the management and say, you need to hold them accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable to hold them accountable.
Right.
Right? And it's a daily accountability. It can't mm-hmm. This can't go for a month or 2 months.
Right.
And what happens
and forever.
And then finally you get disgusted and you fire them. Right? It can't work that way.
Well, that's not fair to anybody.
No.
Hey, Jay, I got to wrap it up. Thank
sure.
you for being here. Good job.
Great.
Thanks for the
My
hospitality
pleasure.
This week.
My pleasure.
Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President with Insperity. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.